disability office, cause you know I hurt my back. Woman looks at me, taps her pen. 10 more months, you'll be 55, she says. Why don't you stay at the shelter now and come back and see me then? I looked across the desk and said, it's real simple, lady. Give up your credit cards and checks. Put on some junky clothes like you're working in the yard. Come on down and see what happens to you next. I used to be so easygoing, so quick to joke and crack a grin. Now the slightest little thing can set me off. Don't think I'll be myself again. In Colorado, with $43 I headed out of town. Picked St. Paul cause it had saint in the name. I thought that might mean the good luck to try to turn my life around. Someone stole my wallet on the second day I got here. No job, no money, no ID. I got stuck and now a year gone by somehow. It tries to take the spirit out of me. I've been tricked out of my money. I got ripped off working for the county fair. Through my cousin, I could drive a forklift in Detroit if I just had the cash to get me there. Get me there. God says, hold your tongue and turn the other cheek. In here, that's the hardest thing to do. So mind your business, go on, try to get some sleep. Hope that no one tries to bother you. It's my pride that keeps me here. I got friends and family who could help. I never hear the end of what they've done for me. You know, this time I got to help myself. And as I'm looking at the ceiling, say a prayer for all these guys. Never worry whether I will get much sleep. All I really care is that I rise. That I rise.